Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's the Tuesday edition of Blog Talk Radio. The show is called Optimize Your Life. And what we do every Tuesday is what we discuss is things how the travel industry can affect your life. Today is September 20th. It's a Tuesday. Yeah, 12 noon Eastern time or East Coast time. We have people that call in from all over the country. So as we get started here, we'll be watching for those other folks to join the call. I hope you had a good evening last night. Monday Night Football was, as you know, I'm from Buffalo, New York. And we've not had a lot of success playing the Tennessee Titans for a lot of years. I was talking to a friend of ours who was here on the show today as a guest. And I was just talking about the Tennessee Titans really have done a lot of, they've beaten the Bills up a lot. It didn't happen last night. In fact, the one guy that in football, you're running, the person that can run the ball a lot and is good, can really help your team go to the top. Unfortunately, the Tennessee Titans last night, their star running back, actually, something happened to my TV, the cable went out. That's unusual. I'm glad we don't have cable for my internet so we can do this and keep talking. But that just happened. I don't know what's going on there. But we, last night, we held their star running back to 25 or 28 yards. And this guy usually runs about 200 yards. He runs over people. He's very good. I'm not criticizing him. I wish we had him on our team. If we had that guy on our team, there's nobody stop us anytime. We would be the favorites to go to be the Super Bowl champions. So, it's funny, my TV's so messed up right now. I don't know why. So, guys, we're going to get started here in a few minutes. Just wait for a few more friends to join the show and let you know that the Hope Collection is a really neat organization. Over 10 years ago, a very good friend, my best friend, and his wife founded the Hope Collection. And they founded it because Joel actually had just overcome stage 4 cancer and had realized that he was expanding what kind of service things that he and our organization that he had formed around the world, how we could turn around and extend, how to expand and extend our ability to serve others. And it's really funny, Joel's mother's name was Hope. And Hope, as you know, stands for a lot of things. It's helping one person every day. I heard it called that. And also, Joel's mom was huge. She was an artist, and she used to show her ports with Norman Rockwell, the guy that did the covers of Saturday Evening Post magazine. And she traveled the world showing her artwork with him. And after the war, as an artist, she used to get the ladies. They lived in Corning, New York, and she would get all the ladies, the widows that lost their husbands or sons in the war, she'd get them together, and she would get together in a school place, and she'd have to put a card table in. And the first time, and why do you want us to bring a card table in? She was an artist, and they knew they were coming to watch her. She would put up a bouquet of flowers, and then she had every woman paint the picture of and paint on the top of the table, the flowers that were on the table as an example. And what she wanted people to do with these ladies is to remember that there was still wonderful things in this world. God was still creating beauty. And, you know, when you've lost a loved one, whether a child or a husband, your heart, you have an open heart. You have a heart that you're looking for somewhere, some way to fill that heart. And giving and using your talents that God gave you and applying them to duplicate the creation of flowers and beauty is what brings your heart out. And so Joel an artist decided to name the nonprofit that was going to help people Hope, the Hope Collection. That's how we got the name. And so in doing that, he and we were with him the day, the morning he signed this paperwork to form the 501c3. That's a formal name for a nonprofit like ours. And we were there when Joe and I signed the paperwork, and we witnessed that. And he created this to have 8 areas to touch the lives of people. The first one is faith, which Joe and I's deep level of faith, understand that's the centerpiece. If you don't have faith, you're operating, what are you operating on, luck? You have no, you got luck, energy, yourself. Can't go anywhere. You got to have faith, which means you rely on the creator. Second was family. Well, next best thing is, you know, faith is to be able to share it with loved ones. And creating family is what is living a full life and fulfilling that and building, growing God's kingdom with your family. Third thing was education. Joel believed, and he was an educator, had a PhD in math. Pretty smart for me. That's why I listened to him. He was an advisor to 3 presidents. The queen, well, prime minister of England, her name was Margaret Thatcher, had Joel come and speak to the House of Commons, the House of Lords, and he taught what he taught them as a math major and an understanding of free enterprise and capitalism. He taught them how to, as a leaders in a government, for individuals to prosper. So education is what Joel was committed to making sure we had on. How about housing? Well, you know what? You have those families, you have educated people. You have to house and protect the lives of people. So he believed, and that was another reason why housing became part of the foundation of what we are. Education, housing. How about the arts, fine arts, music, and artistry and painting and sculpture and beauty and music. See, all these things all come into play when you talk about the important parts of life. Then with health and wellness. Well, if you don't have your health and you got to work on being after wellness, that's another area that's important to the lives of most people. And then you've got water and energy. And frankly, those are the keynotes to make the wheels turn. And we're having a big debate about that in the world today. And what we find is when you have plenty of energy, you're in control of, in this world, you're control of being able to maneuver in the economies. And so if you control that or you destroy it, you destroy prosperity, you destroy the ability of people to grow and go. So those areas, those are 8 areas that we are firmly committed to serving. Our serving is this, helping others by helping them help others. There's a gentleman who's joined us on the call today that I cannot describe to you, a person who has more, just has proven and shown how to accomplish these different areas in life. He's applied that to someone for people, not just to apply it, but help people, lift them up. Demonstrate intentionally, not by accident, not just kind of, all right, it's okay, we're going to do. No, intentional, deliberate. And with that kind of philosophy and a faith and then a team of people and a tool, look out. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm saying look out because Rick Reese is here. Thanks, Rick, for coming on board.
Always a pleasure, Ron. Enjoyed hearing you talk about hope and the origins of hope. You know, we've got to put that on our website, the origins of hope, and of course it being named after Joel's mom and the great work that she's done. But we need to put that somewhere on our website because people don't know that this wasn't an idea that just popped up out of nowhere. You know, as you're mentioning, this was very, very intentional as well. And even with her name Hope, it passed down to her son Joel. And I mean, so we're just carrying on a legacy of love, a legacy of hope. even though that was her name. And lately anymore, we're finding that so many things are called hope. it's kind of giving us a clue,
you
huh?
Know what? Rick, I think number one, I think that's an excellent idea. And since we're in the mode right now of expanding and revising and rebuilding the website, the landing page, I think you're absolutely correct. And speaking with Kimberly, who is our counsel, is so intricately involved in helping us get this operational. We have one big step that we're about to, I think even by Saturday, we may have the registration capability. And Saturday morning, I'm hoping and looking to actually have everybody that comes on the coaches call on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. I hope to have everybody go to their website and click onto the Hope Collection and show them how they themselves, and have every person register, even if they're already registered on the Hope Collection, and they have them register for starting a new, they call it a funnel. CRM is the word that it's an information gathering file that allows us to grow and use the information. And Saturday morning, I'm looking to have everybody that's on the call, the coaches call, to take advantage of that. So spread the word, if you would. But Rick, I think that idea of getting, maybe I'll have, if I can get artists to do, I think that might be appropriate to see if she would do an explanation and have her. Since she still is the head of the Hope Collection, founder, co-founder. And so I think
that would be awesome.
Cool.
That would be cool. And you know the word program on our computer has a dictation mode where a person can actually hit that dictation tab and talk, and it'll write what they're saying. I was thinking about that as you was talking and describing. You know, where, you know, the dictation, it writes out what you say. And that's right in the Word program. So that would be, and then you could do that, or, and then let artists take a look at what you have and then add to it. Because you, sir, are the man.
Well, you might break the system if we all register at once, you know.
Yeah, right. You're gonna crash the system. We all register at one time.
I'll ask everybody to stagger their time in doing it. But I want everybody to know that that's going to be up and running, and so it's going to allow us to take the next level of being able to really broaden. And what's going to happen when people, the registration is really so simple. You're just going to be able to put your name, address, phone number, or your name, your phone number, and your email. And what happens is when you do that and you hit the enter button, that information is going to go to a company called TalkFusion. TalkFusion is going to send out another live video, or it might just be that written version Rick you're talking about. But you'll have another form to fill out, which will say, well, what are the areas that you'd like to see help you with? And so it'll really expand. Now, that's the one thing. It's going to send out and that also will include a welcome to the whole collection because you registered. And it's also going to say, well, who sent you? Who recommended you join the whole collection? And so when that happens, you fill that in, click it on, and you send that in. Another letter is going to go out. One is going to go to the person who referred you. So they're going to know how to get back and talk to you. So we're not going to lose people that sign up, and then we don't know they signed up. Goes into a bin. Who knows where they are? Now we're going to know. And you, who had talked to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, Derek gives out Hope cards every day, and now he's going to have a way to talk to those people. After they register, he's going to talk back with them because he has their contact information. Also, they're going to get a newsletter that's going to go out regularly that will keep people posted or feature different avenues of what Hope is all about. So I don't know if you noticed on the landing page of Hope Collection, it's recommending people to come to this show every day. And we're going to continue that on everything that we send out to encourage people to come on the show, which we hope everybody here does the same thing. Well, you know, we call Tuesday Travel Tuesday. And why we do that is we have the privilege, really, of having a leader extraordinaire, someone who came into the travel industry, who had been a servant in the community, servant in the place he lived. When he went to college, he founded the very first engineering school club for the Colored Music, like in Buffalo, the Colored Musicians Club. So at that time, going back to the century, if you wanted... we got a little noise in the background here, somebody. I'm going to have to start muting the call. Click on the link. DJ calling Robert Sanderson. Hang on a minute.
You cut it off. Good.
Yeah, got to do that. We just can't have noise in the background because it interferes. As I was saying, what we're doing, the new website is going to create this newsletter that we'll send, keeping people updates of what's going on in the Hope Collection and the new programs. We're really excited because the travel industry today is exploding. And Rick, I'd like possibly you could share with us the idea of travel as a plan. It's really a plan of God's. If you think about it, Rick, you know that God said a man without vision will perish. When you decide you're going to travel, I don't care if it's across town. You think about it. Your mind goes to work. How are you going to get there? What are you going to do when you get there? If you're going on a trip, what are you going to do while you're there? You're going on vacation. You're going to go on a cruise. You're going to go on an amusement park. You're going to the zoo. But, Rick, why don't you share a little bit about this idea of travel and how it affects life?
Sure. Sure. You still got some competing noises in the background. Hey, all right. It's amazing. Oh, well, maybe not. I was going to say technology, you know, nice to be able to say mute.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can, very clearly.
Okay, great, 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 great. You know, we had started the call and you was just talking about hope and what hope does for people and how we are the Hope Collection and what we bring to the table. And I actually went to thehopecollection.org, which is our website, and saw that, they're advertising this call right there on the site. And where a person can look at the archives and different things. I thought that was just so cool. And the idea of a funnel and the CRM, like you're talking this weekend, I think that's great too. That has been a missing component of people registering and us being able to track them and find out who actually referred them. So that's a great thing too. But hope, that is an awesome word. And as you know, Travel Tuesday, and we talk about Surge 365, and that's the company that I'm involved with and love the company. I've been involved in the industry since 2004. And so I've been with this leadership of Surge 365 for 18 years. And it's a company of hope. And just looking at the Surge website that's right now and before me, Hope for Surge is helping others pursue empowerment, H-O-P-E, helping others pursue empowerment. Surge is a different kind of company with a different kind of goal. And our mission in Surge, and this is all about travel and owning your own travel business so that, like Warren Buffett says, if you use it, you should own it. Our mission is we passionately pursue enriching the lives of our business partners by empowering them to succeed. Now, we happen to use travel you know, as a process. Surge is a company of hope. We believe our purpose is to help others pursue empowerment. It's all about empowerment. And we do that by teaching people to be successful in a company with the most lucrative compensation plan in the industry. And, of course, we know travel is the most, I mean, $9.6 trillion. I mean, nothing even comes close to the travel industry. And then our vision is to create rich, extraordinary lifestyles while having fun. This is what, Ron, I have been doing for 18 years with the leadership of Surge 365 and Travmanity now. And who stays with a company that long as a side hustle, as a side thing? Right. But I can tell you, travel has become my lifestyle. Think about that. Travel as a lifestyle. You know, what is your lifestyle? People that are even listening to me even now and that will listen on the recording, what is your lifestyle now? And, well, Rick, what is lifestyle? That thing that is predominant in your life that actually sets the pace and the course of your life, controls your emotions, right? Controls how you see things in life, you know, and travel is my lifestyle. Travel is your lifestyle, Ron. And I know you can testify the difference that it makes. What would you say, Ron, is the difference that it makes having travel as a lifestyle, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, physically, all those things?
Well, the one thing I've learned, and I didn't learn, I didn't know this on the front end, and I never gave it a thought, is this concept that when we travel, we decide it. That's the first intentional thing we do. We decide we're going to go someplace. Now, all the juices, all the thought processes, all experiences, all our thoughts start gearing ourselves, our energy is directed towards bringing us together so we can actually have this trip come true. Like right now, we have a new cruise coming up in February that we're going on, and it's funny. Not only are we going, we are taking other. We are my sister and Bo are already booked. They were going. They were going without us. They were going. Well, now we're going, and so is another couple. This couple we have friends of ours from church are joining us, and they've never gone on a cruise before. Juan told me last night, Ron, if you weren't here to help put this together, and we went through getting the room secure, getting the program together, where we're going and when and all that, then we had to get airline tickets and doing all that. And right now, as everybody knows, the airlines are all up in the air. There's all kinds of things happening. I'll share you, 3 weeks ago, if you wanted to fly from Buffalo, New York to Miami, it cost you $580 round trip per person. Now, that was not just the prime expensive airlines, even the so-called less expensive airlines. Now, I'm not talking about the guys that charge you for a flight and then add $50 and $70 for baggage every time you go and come back, so that's the same price as everybody else by the time you get done. No, this is everybody. So if you wanted to fly to Florida from the north, cost you $1,000. No, because we have experience and help, and we have resources. I was able to go, and we got Southwest Airlines, Buffalo to Miami, and we're going to go there for $214 person, round trip. No baggage fees.
Wow.
How can this happen?
Now, like I said, a week ago, that same trip, instead of costing $400, just cost $800 to $1,000. See, the power of the company that we have, it's not just having a company. I mean, you can go online and you go get Travelocity and Expedia and Kayak and Hotels.com, and you can get pricing. But quite frankly, those companies are all owned by two single companies, and everybody else buys their tickets or purchases or their rooms or their car rentals. They all operate off the same platform. It's called Parity. And when I was in retail management back in the 60s and 70s, there was parity in the retail market. Now what they came up with, they called it, the Federal Trade Commission, they call that price fixing. Who wins when there's price fixing? It ain't you, the consumer. So we beat it because we're not on that platform. We have a tool called Surge 365, which plus we promote on this call. We make available the ability for people to utilize a program, a tool. I akin it to this a lot. You've heard me describe it. I talk about food all the time. Rick, if you go in the kitchen, you know it's harvest time right now, and you got a nice, beautiful beefsteak tomato. Those are real firm, meaty tomatoes. And if you get out your butter knife, the best butter knife you've got, and you try to slice that tomato, you better be planning on making some spaghetti, because the only thing you got is a mess, a smush of tomato. But if you get a Ginzu knife, a sharp tool, a razor edge, razor tool called Ginzu knife, you're taking boom, 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 boom. You can slice that tomato so it's razor thin slices. And then you put some mayonnaise or salt and pepper on that. Ooh, what a treat. But you don't have a mess. You've got something that's good. You guys? That's what we have in the travel industry that Rick and I and many others have taken advantage of. And by the way, I want you to know that is what we use the word vetted. The whole collection vets opportunities, companies, and programs that offer independent business ownership programs. And if they don't pass the test, they aren't part of the HOPE, and they're not recommended by HOPE. I can tell you flat out that the Surge 365 company is absolutely vetted and recommended. Joel Griffin invited and recommended to my wife and I. And, you know, it's a funny thing. He introduced me to this guy he knew and him and his wife, and he told me all about him, and I never knew this guy. He was in Colorado, for crying out loud. I live in Buffalo. If I didn't know Joel Griffin, I never would have had the privilege of knowing the guy you're talking to this morning, Rick and Brenda Reese. You see, Joel.
Isn't that amazing? Ron,
you ought to listen to this guy. Now, if someone comes to you and says, you ought to listen to this guy, and the person you know has got evidence, I call it fruit on a tree, that there's evidence of the vitality of his relationship with his maker, God, and his respect for people and others and integrity, you better listen because it can make a difference in your life. It did. You asked me, I'm getting to answer your question, Rick. What changed for Lynn and I, we had dreams. We had visions of being able to travel the world. I promised my wife when I got engaged to her, hey, you know, she was going to go to England with her girlfriends. And I said, don't go with them. You'll never see them again. Come with me. Of course, guys, you all know what that was. Because I was working part-time as a bartender and a bouncer, and worked at a gas station on the weekends. She had a whole lot of evidence of what my words coming out of my mouth. But you know what she said to me, Rick? After we were married, she says, the reason I went out with you is I looked in your eyes and I saw nothing but sincerity and belief. And you demonstrated it to me in our whole time we dated, which was 2 months before he asked me to marry him. So we did. And by the way, on her 10th wedding anniversary, I took her to that England, that trip that she wanted to go on with her girlfriends. And we went for 3 weeks. We didn't just go for, you know, a weekend trip or a week trip. We went for 3 weeks. Got a car and traveled all over. We'll tell you that story another time. The matter is that we had a vision, but we didn't have a way to get it done anymore. When we went on a honeymoon, for a lot of people say, well, that's the only trip you're ever going to make. That's sad. I think that's sad. See, I believe that a person, in fact, I can back this up. Rick, you shared some information with me. Can you tell me what the Medical Society did a study on people who take vacations. Well, what was the results of that study?
Well, people who take vacations, the men who take annual vacations reduce their heart disease risk by, 32%?
Yeah.
Reduce heart disease risk by 32%. Vacations significantly lower your stress and boost your immune system. And these benefits last up to 10 months after the vacation ends. The vacation contributes to higher positive emotion levels. We know how we feel. Less depression, lower blood pressure. And, Ryan, you know, they talk about smaller waistlines, but, you know, those Sky Burgers are pretty good. Ron took the classic picture of me with the Guy Burger. We did a Hope Cruise that Ron set up for us. And so I'm eating this luscious, self-prepared Guy Burger. And I got bacon bits on it. I've got mushrooms and I've got onions. So it's stacked probably maybe 5 inches. And I come around the corner and I see Ron. And I put the plate out to Ron. He takes the classic photo. I still have that picture. People who take more than 10 vacation days per year are 2 times as likely to get a raise or a bonus. Travel as a lifestyle changes everything. Ron, I actually took your lead based on, see, you don't know the impact that you have on people. And it's great when you have a tool like travel that you don't just talk about, but you do. And that the impact that has on the lives of others. So Ron is going on a cruise with his family. Valentine's Day 2023. He was going to go on a cruise that MSC has a free cruise for travel agents that they've invited us to. Brenda and I have one set up for the 18th through the 26th of December over Christmas. And Ron tried to get on that cruise. He tried to get on there, couldn't get on there. And it was great because it was pretty much a divine kind of thing there. Because he couldn't get on that cruise, he was able to get on the cruise, you know, with his sister and brother-in-law in February. And I mean, so a lot of times, you know, you'll face doors that close, obstacles in your way. Don't panic. You know, God opens doors, God closes doors, as you believe. And God closed the door to this free cruise, 9-day Caribbean cruise on the MSC so that Ron could actually schedule. But here's Ron, I took your lead. And so Brenda and I are going on the free cruise for travel agents. We're all set up. My son and my daughter, they bought their cabins, and so they have balcony suites. And Brenda's brother, whose birthday is the 21st of December, he's also going. Because we're going on this free cruise as travel agents, they gave us 5 cabins that we can sell at 50% off. And so my kids, her brother, and Ryan, here's where I took your lead. Brenda's father and his wife are also going to go on that cruise. Brenda's father is 82, 83 years old and lives in Charleston, South Carolina. And he and his wife are there. And, you know, he's still a general contractor. He has a construction company. And so he's still trying to work. You know, business is going kind of slow now. He's 83. But, you know, you don't slow down. You got to still keep moving. And the business is going kind of slow, and so we're going to bring them on that cruise. They don't even know this yet. We're going to use one of those 5 cabins, the 4th cabin, and bring them on that cruise with us. Now, how cool is that? And he's a golfer, or he was when he was much younger, and he was a really good golfer. But, Ron, you talk about vision and envisioning. I'm going to play him in putt-putt golf.
Yeah, well, you know what? Rick, you know, there's a key word in all this. It's called edify. Joel, I never heard of the word until I met Joel Griffin. But Joel taught us what the word edify meant because I didn't even know it. Like I said, I never heard of it. I don't think I ever heard of it. We'll know what it meant. I found that edifying is a healthy respect and a tribute to someone that you meet who demonstrates, we call fruit on the tree. In other words, they have their principles, their integrity, their respect for others first in their life. And in most cases, they're servants for somebody else. You're talking about your from his dad. So your dad. So they're going to come. I mean, he's coming on the cruise. You're edifying him. You're demonstrating the respect and honor that he does. That's not unhealthy. In fact, that we need to do that with everybody around us all the time. If you edify somebody else, there's another term for it. In fact, a good friend of all ours, Captain Len Kane, who founded the Golden Rule Society and started an international movement called the Kindness Campaign. The key word is kindness. When you share kindness to somebody, you are really putting yourself out there. And when more of us, the more of us that do that, we are going to change this world. The light that is going to be shining from it, we are going to be bright. We're like the candle on the hill. And I believe in the book I read, God told us to do that. So, Rick, I am really excited that you've chosen to do this with your family. And what a wonderful time that's going to be. And
that's going to be a great time. He's 83.
Yeah.
Not that, life gets shorter, huh?
What you ought to do, Rick, is contact MSC and tell them, hey, I got this group of people and your family, and you tell them, I got this group of 12 people. We need a special little, can we do a little reception in some room on the cruise, take a day, an hour in the day, and hour in the evening, and get everybody together, bring in a cake or and just everybody sing to them or sing about them or do something all together.
That's a great idea.
He'll know that he's already on the cruise, so that's not a surprise anymore. But having everybody in your family unite to do that can make that memory.
That's a good idea, Ryan.
When we do that at any time in our life, Linda's mom is 95 years old, and her birthday, October 25th, we're planning a party for her. Now, she's in a nursing home today. It happened a year ago that she hurt her back, and she can't live in her apartment anymore. But we're going to have a special day, and inviting all the family and bring them together. We need to do that, guys. You know, we had a government try and take that out of our lives for the last 3 years. They forced us to be alone, separate, and now we have the opportunity to unite, be together, union, unity. Oh boy, I'm telling you, I'm getting excited.
So, Ryan, that
guys.
Idea came fun. From you. So. You know, I thank you for being denied the cruise on MSC, but not stopping there and getting on the cruise with your family on the 14th of Valentine, on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. So because of that process, the idea came for my father, because of the process that, you know, you demonstrated. And did. Nothing stops you. You just keep going, you keep going, you keep going. Paying it forward, paying it forward, paying it forward. But because of that process that you told us about, the idea came for me with, you know, Brenda's father to be able to do this for them. And I love the idea about us getting a room on the cruise ship because, you know, that's no problem. Just asking them and they'll give you an hour or 2 hours, whatever. And they'll bring the cake and everything. And but to take time, you know, this gentleman, my father-in-law, has sent Brittany, my two kids, a Christmas gift money ever since they were born. And they are 32, 33. Faithfully for 33 years, every single Christmas he sends them money. And, of course, when they were babies, we just said, hey, let's just take it. Go to eat. And then they got older and said, hey, where's my money? You know, Poppy sent you money. And it was funny when they were babies, like, hey, yeah, let's just get them a toy from the dollar store and let's go out and get something to eat. But Vaughn, we're going to edify him on this cruise. And I was telling him, I said, Brenda, even though he's been, you know, a scratch golfer, I'm going to beat him in putt-putt. And so, but we're envisioning. The people on this call, envision your future. What do you want to see have happen? Envision that. The believe that, you know, say, take it to the bank that, write it down that, whatever it is, and watch what happens. You know, a lot of times we just kind of go through life and allow life to happen to us. No, you make life happen. You know, you do the things. And so travel as a lifestyle. Brenda and I have had travel as a lifestyle for the past 18 years. And it's amazing the difference that it makes, you know, a more kinder, gentler, right, person. Because we're always, and like you, I love how you said, Ron, you have to decide to travel. One of the benefits of Surge 365 is it leans you in the favor of deciding to travel. And after you come back from a trip, deciding, where am I going to go next? And so we just got back from Puerto Vallarta. We went first, and this is just what last month seems like last year, but went to the Hilton Resort first, 5-star, and saved over $600+ for a 4-day stay. I mean, we got travel agent rates, and so we you know, we got the best rates, best room. Beach was right there, water's right there, look out on the balcony, and it was really surprising one time looking out on the balcony. Here I see a Carnival cruise ship coming into their port, and so it's going across the balcony, the view. And, like, when I saw it off in the distance, I'm like, is that a cruise ship? And as Ron, as it got closer and closer, we saw the red tail for the Carnival ship. And I'm like, that is a Carnival ship. And that was the first time I was at a destination seeing a Carnival ship or seeing a cruise ship coming into port. Usually I'm on that ship, not at a destination. And later that day, we went over to the port, and they have all the shops, and they sell all the stuff that you don't need, the T-shirts and gadgets, and, you know, we did buy some vanilla. But all the people from the ship had gotten off, and from different countries, and they were all, of course, happy. You know how it is when you get off at a port, and this is Puerto Vallarta, and one of the ports of their stops, and they're all excited. I'm in Puerto Vallarta, and they're buying all this stuff from the shops, and all the happiness and joy, and people from all around the world, and hearing different languages. And so we had walked over to the port just to see the people, you know, getting off the ship. That's the first time we had that perspective. And they're sitting down, and a couple of folks asked us to help them, you know, take pictures of them and of different statues that they had up. Beautiful sunny day. Ron, it was just a whole nother world. But we were in Puerto Vallarta for 4 days at the Hilton. And then for 5 days, we were at the convention, and this was at Secrets in Puerto Vallarta. And a whole nother experience. All you can eat, all inclusive, the food, the fun, the sun, the sunrises, the sunsets, you know, just a beautiful time. I remember, you know, we had scheduled dinner, and it was right early dinner, so I wanted to catch the sunset. And we went there, and there were some other people there with us. And so we went out to one of the French restaurants, and awesome French dinner. I mean, just all the different things, French menu. And, you know, of course, when you're at an all-inclusive, you're not even thinking prices. They just bring out the menu, and you're like, I want to try this. Oh, by the way, add this. You know, two entrees, right? I want to try that dessert, you know, French pastry. You know, and so, but the sunset was over the time when we were doing dinner, and so about halfway into dinner, well, after we had eaten and we ordered desserts, I'm like, I need to get up and go catch the sunset at the beach, which was, maybe, it wasn't that far away. And so I get up, this other lady says, I want to take pictures of the sunset also. And we're just hustling over there, you know, to catch these pictures of the sunset. Ron, when we got there, they had the pool and the beach and the palm trees and the sunset, and the pool is reflecting the sunset, and I'm there, and I'm like, I was in a whole nother space, a whole nother world. and I'm beholding this. And you know how it is when you catch one of those once in a lifetime shots because of how the sun is, you know, the reflection, the glistening water, and I catch the picture and I go, wow. And just from beholding that scene, totally changed forever. You know, that one scene. And everybody's experienced that where they've seen something that where they went, took a breath and went, wow. Right? Totally changed forever.
Rick, I just relived those moments because, you know, I remember being in Puerto, I can't pronounce it, Punicana. That's the shortcut name for it. And the Dominican Republic, and we were there 6 or 8 months.
Punicana, yeah.
Yeah, and we were at Dreams, the other resort, all-inclusive resort. Guess what we got before we left our room? There's a Linda brought home, I didn't know she got it, it was in our room, on our pillow. We got a double bottle of that pure Caribbean vanilla. Now, if I
wow.
was to go and buy that in the store, and it's gift packed, I'm real nice, but we brought that home. Those two bottles, and we're not talking about the little bottles you get in the grocery store. These are big bottles of this pure, natural, organic vanilla. It cost us $50-$100. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating to have this. That was a gift at our hotel, at our room at the all-inclusive resort that we stayed at for convention. You know, the benefits that we end up getting.
Wow.
Because you know what? That wouldn't have happened without you and Brenda coming in our life. We never would have got to the Viking River cruise to go down the Rhine River into Germany and France and Switzerland. I never would have had the chance of having cream of wheat for breakfast prepared by the same chef every morning. I love cream of wheat. He prepared it. He looked forward to my coming every morning. He looked when I was coming.
Oh, my
so
Lord.
I could have cream of wheat for breakfast along with the buffet they had. They brought. They cooked up your meals and stuff. You were talking about the depth of what you've expanded our the quality of our life. Lynn and I planned, we were married in 1974. For 10 years, we dreamed about going on a cruise or a trip to Europe. Now, we went on we did go for 3 weeks to England, and we had a great time, and I got a car, and I drove on the long side of the street like everybody else does and all that. But it was not the dream trip because we used to get brochures and flyers and DVDs from Viking River Cruise. Then, you know, the ones you get the commercials on TV and you see the long boats and they're going by the castles and down the river.
Yeah.
And we got to go to the Lindt chocolate store. And girls were walking around the store with these big, clear plastic bowls full of the chocolate truffles that they smell
wow.
like two for a buck in the grocery store. In the stores, you go in there, they sell them all the time, but they're 2 for a buck. They were handing them out, every flavor that they make, and you could walk around the room just to see this girl. Oh, you get a handful here, what the other. We stayed there an hour.
Wow.
You know, I can taste that chocolate lint right now. I can just put it in my mouth, melt my mouth. You know what? He is, because I've done that, and you've done it. You, everybody on this call, and anybody listens in, and calls and says, well, what's that radio show about Optimize Your Life? What's that all about, Travel Tuesday? Well, someone could be listening to this today, Rick, that listens to it a week or 3 weeks or a month from now, and they can find out what we're not bragging. We're humbly sharing with you because of the blessings that we've received. You can have them, too. Our job is to help put them in your hands. That's what we're doing here today. We want everybody. Somebody may not want to go on a cruise to Europe. They might want to go to the Orient. They might want to go to Japan. I don't mind a Japanese steakhouse here in Las Vegas where they do it. The Ginzu guy makes all the funny shapes of stuff, makes a volcano, poop, and you have great hibachi grill in front of 20 people around the table, and you have a wonderful thing. Even that, I don't know if they got those in Japan, but they got them in the U.S. telling everybody, here's Japanese food. But it's wonderful to experience that with all your friends and they sing happy birthday for you. You can do that. We want people to have this experience to make life. There are people that have barely gone to a, they consider going out to dinner, a Burger King. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. That might be what, that's where they're at in life. But how about if they wanted to have a better life, how about you have the ability to put in their hands a new tool, the Ginzu knife, to cut the tomato, like I explained earlier. You can put that in their hands. In fact, I dare say if you're listening to my voice today, I charge you, I encourage you to be outward looking, because today there are millions of people looking for a way to improve their life and their family's life. Maybe they're not, maybe they're an older person. They say, well, I've got, you know, I'm to the end of my life, but I can help my kids or my grandkids do something. Well, why don't you give your family the gift of helping them get started in a tool that allows them to dream and vision? And how about they build a business so good they get free and they can spend their whole life doing a mission work and helping spread the gospel, number one. Number two, build God's kingdom and improve the lives of the people. I think that's what you did, Rick. You
it really is. And I believe this, that every home should have a Surge 365 business. Every home. And not just homes, but every business, every ministry, every school should have a Surge 365 business. And here's why. In Surge 365, you have several products, travel products, that touch every aspect of the travel business, that gives you options to use. The first is the membership. And so we have a membership. It's kind of like a vacation club membership where we travel wholesale instead of retail. And we have concierge that we can call, and they'll do research, travel research for us. They'll help us set up trips, and, you know, they can set up groups and the whole bit. It's a vacation club membership, lifestyle benefits, has online shopping, over 75,000 retailers. Every dime that we spend through the membership, we earn reward credits. And so that family can use the membership for wholesale travel and shopping. And it also has, like, weekly stays that you're paying next to nothing to stay different places. But it also, Surge 365, has what we call the Vortex. And the Vortex is a free link that we can give out complimentary. Friends, family, strangers. The Vortex is revenue generating. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday. He says, Rick, I'm connected to the VA, many VA organizations. He said we should use the Vortex, offer the Vortex to them so they can give it out to their membership base. If people book through the Vortex, it's going to save them up to 60%, and 60% of whatever they save comes to the owner of the Vortex. So if it's the VA, it's a fundraiser. If it's a church, it's a fundraiser. If it's a person, it's revenue generating. We're tapping into that Expedia market. Move out of that way. Move out of the way, Expedia, Priceline. Here's a free link. Book through this link. It goes out when you book that resort or hotel or accommodation. It looks at the price, the public price called parity that he was talking about, and it comes in up to 60% less. So you're doing that person a benefit, giving them a complimentary link. And they're doing you a benefit because 60% of what they save comes to you as an organization. So the Vortex, perfect for every home. Then it has a full-service travel agency and a career path in that. And, of course, that's how we got offered the free cruise for travel agents to come and check out the MSC ship. This is actually a new ship, the Seascape, and a second-time sailing. And the MSC, I didn't know this, but they're an Italian firm, shipping firm. And they're breaking into the American market. And we was talking to a lady that just came, her and her husband just came back from an MSC cruise. And different than American companies, she was saying that the staff, you know, the waiters and the people that normally will sell you drinks and different things, at Carnival or American ships, they're at you all the time you're on the ship. She said on the MSC ship, They stand in the back just watching until you wave them over. And so she asked one of the staff, why do you do that? And he says, well, we have a different philosophy than the American companies. He says, we believe, as an Italian company, we believe that you're on vacation. So we don't want to harass you. So you can beckon us and we'll serve you. How about that? So, but the full service travel agency, and where it's a career opportunity. So you may have a family that says, okay, I've got kids, and let's just, or even just the adults. And then Brenda and I, Brenda's taking the Cunard training. And then once she completes the Cunard training online, which is a cruise line, free cruise for two, and they're a transatlantic cruise company. She's taking, again, the Princess Commodore training. And once she completes that training, a free cruise for two, one of the ladies wants to be a Legoland specialist. She wants to take her son to Legoland. And I told her yesterday, I said, complete the Legoland specialist training. It's free. It's online. Once you complete it, they'll give you two tickets to Legoland to now visit the park. Take your grandson. And so, but the full-service travel agency is an actual career path and you a vocational training. You can learn as much or as little as you want, but it gives you access as a travel agent. In fact, I had a call from a friend yesterday that I hadn't talked to for probably since pre-COVID, and he calls me and says, Rick, my wife, she used to be a travel agent. She now wants to become a travel agent with Surge 365 again because she loves putting together group trips, you know, group cruises. And so she's coming on board so that she can do those group cruises and get paid. And so since she was doing group cruises, but she's not a travel agent, so she wasn't getting paid to do what she was going to do anyway. Now through Surge, she can get paid. So you have the membership, you have the Vortex, you have the full-service travel agency, you have the seven-night vacation reward stay just by being a member for 12 months. And that's where Brenda and I went on. We went to Steamboat Springs, which is a ski resort about 5 hours away from us, Colorado Springs. And, Ron, 7 days, it was like a $1,200 value. I didn't have to pay anything. We want to make sure that our members take their annual vacations. So just to tell this little story before we ride up. Let me finish. Okay, so the other thing why every home should have it are the tax write-offs, the tax benefits of owning your own business. And then, of course, being able to create residual income for the home and the residual income just by being in the business. That residual income goes into your will. It doesn't stop when you pass, but you're creating generational residual income that passes on to your children's children's children. The unique timing that we have right now, 8 billion people, like you mentioned, were locked down to the pandemic. What do they want to do? Travel is exploding. So these are tools within Surge 365 that allow you to override this return of travel, which is huge. But we had the most awesome time at this mountain resort. Hot springs, Ron, you would have loved it. Soak those old bones, those young bones. And they had different temperature, you know, pools that you could jump in, all nature, natural, and healing waters. Of course, the Indians would say, you know, these waters are healing, natural hot springs. And we had the most awesome time, Ron. But every home should have a Surge 365 business back to you.
Well, Rick, we want to thank you for sharing what you shared with us today and let us to understand what we have in our hands. We've got 1 minute, and I'll just say thank you, God, for all the blessings that you put in our hands so that we can bless somebody else. You know, what we need to do, Country Boy says, be a blessing to be a blessing so that we can have really extend and multiply our reach, our outreach. And, you know, I believe as we do this, we're going to make, again, one at a time, we're going to change this nation. And we're changing it one person at a time and putting smiles in people's hearts, relieving the stress and making this a better world. Thank you, everybody, for participating today. Be blessed and have a great day. And go make this a good day for somebody else. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Hey, we'll see ya.
Bye now.